Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're very disappointed. I mean, not totally surprised, to be honest. But, this won't be the end of it by any means.
I remember being here when the High Court made the original decision. Tony took that very badly, was devastated, really. Is it different hearing this news now that you're campaigning rather than campaigning directly for your husband?
Yeah, it is different. I mean, obviously, it's not hasn't got that personal thing. We're not doing it, for Tony as such. But it's very disappointing. But
What would be your message to Paul Lamb, the campaigner who, like Tony, feels that his life is unlivable and wants to end it? I imagine you've an idea how he must be feeling today. What would you say to him?
Yeah, I mean, I'd just say to him, we'll just keep going. I think he's like I. We've been told that the chances of us winning at this stage were probably not that great. So it won't come as any surprise to him either. We hopefully now we can appeal in the Supreme Courts, which is sort of where we always thought we'd end up anyway.
Have you got the energy for this fight now? You fought for Tony. Tony, sadly is not here anymore. Have you got the energy to carry on with this? Because I've seen you for the last few years. This is hard work.
It is hard work, but yeah, I mean, I just feel very passionately about it. It was never just about Tony. It was always about, Tony and other people in this situation. And it's something that can happen to any one of us. No notice. We just, you can be like it fine one day and like that the next.
Now, I imagine you've spoken to your family lawyers. As you understand it, as you said, this is a step on the road. What's the next step?
The next step is to appeal for permission to appeal to the Supreme Court, which we've always thought was our best bet anyway. So our legal team think that we've got good grounds, so that will be the next step.
How strongly do you feel about this now for other people? You've had a little time, a little respite now after the hard life that you were living with Tony. How do you feel about other people having to live that life?
I just think it's cruel. I can't see how anyone can see how it's right to let someone suffer unnecessarily. It's torture. It was torture for Tony, and it's just very, very cruel.
And for Tony, that tough decision, did he ever get over it?
No, he didn't. I mean, he only lasted for what, 6 days afterwards. It broke his heart.